This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is the holster I use every day. It's a holster I've used every day for the last 4 years. I have never broken one. I have never had one fail to retain the gun. They work inside the waistband, they work outside the waistband, and they have a lifetime warranty, and they won't even fall susceptible to the elements because of Kydex. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Was it earlier today? I don't know. I'm a member of a group about podcasts that are pro-gun on Facebook. And somebody was asking a question about triggers on a carry gun. And I made a comment that if a prosecutor, if you're arrested and a prosecutor decides to bring charges against you, they're going to skewer you one way or the other. And they're going to do their very best to skewer you for being a mad dog killer. And them throwing in, and he had a hair trigger, that's just going to be a little icing on their cake. But they're coming. They're going to be coming for you. One of the things that a company like Second Call Defense does is that levels that playing field, because they'll be able to explain to a judge exactly what a custom trigger does for a self-defender. But here's the problem, and I see this out there on a regular basis. There's people out there that will talk and comment based upon some sort of self-deserved expertise when it comes to something. The person that was butting heads with me, he was out there talking about a out-of-the-box Glock versus an out-of-the-box Wilson Combat 1911. Now, a Wilson Combat 1911 is a custom gun. It is not built the way a 1911 is built. It's not built the same way that the Rock Island ones are, and some of the Colt ones are, and some of the Springfield ones are. It is built, it's actually overbuilt. It's overbuilt, and it is, I've never owned one, I've never handled one. But I know people that do, and they love them, and they're great guns. And guess what? They have a lighter trigger than the standard 1911. Now, getting out there and owning a gun that is a custom gun, I carry custom guns all the time. And none of the triggers are stock. There's a reason none of the triggers are stock. On my agency guns, there's no take up on those triggers. So that means if I put my finger on the trigger, something is about to go bad. And I know that. And I know that with that gun when I carry that gun. With my Robar gun, there's still a little bit of take up in that. But I know the trigger has been reworked. And I know that if I have to put my finger on that trigger. And here's the thing. If you're going to carry a gun in self-defense, know the gun that you're carrying. Don't go out, buy a gun, stick it in your holster and go, I've got a gun. You don't know the gun. I know my guns. I know my guns. So, having said that, Here is my position on this. If you are going to carry a gun for self-defense and you want to go out and buy an agency gun or have some agency work done or some Robar work done or, you know, some Wilson combat work done or Zev Technologies or whoever you want to have it done by, right? Go ahead, because that's going to give you an edge in self-defense. What people don't get when I'm talking about this, this doesn't make you a mad dog. They're going to think you're a mad dog if you replace the sights. If you go with high-vis sights, which, why do you go with high-vis sights? You go with high-vis sights so you can sight better, right? Because you don't want to hit the wrong thing. Why do you go with a better trigger? You go with a better trigger because most of the time, if there's going to be a fault, you can have your sights lined up on something. If it's pulling left or right, it's because of the trigger. It's because of the way you're doing the trigger. Yeah? So getting a trigger that actually works well, that you can actually manipulate well, means you're hitting the target, which means you're hitting your target. Not missing your target and the round continuing on downrange somewhere else. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. So I saw that. I'm just sitting back scratching my head like, why wouldn't you take every edge in a self-defense situation you can possibly muster? Now, Sean will be with me again tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him about that. I'm going to ask him about the custom gun thing. I have not asked him about the custom gun thing. I fully believe that when it's all said and done, that, they're going to, if you get charged, they're going to be coming for you, and you're going to have to defend yourself. That's why I have joined Second Call Defense. That's why I don't have to worry about it bankrupting me. That's why I joined, though. That's why you should join. And then that way, okay, I'm not saying that you can go out. My guns do not have, I don't have bottle openers on my guns. Most of the guns I have right now are not, I'm going to put an RMR on the Glock 17. And when I send the Glock 21 to agency, when it comes back, it's going to get an RMR. But my Glock 19s don't have RMRs. And neither do they have flashlights. I may put flashlights on the 17 and the 21, though. And I do carry the 17. And I have carried the 21 since I've gotten it. I carry guns. I look outside, and I just, you know, especially right now that it's getting cooler. But I'm not sure that cooler weather and heavier clothes means it defeats the 9mm, because I'm carrying polycase ARXs, which are very fast. That would, I mean, if nothing else, I would think the ammo that I use would be what makes a prosecutor look at it and say, I'm a mad dog. He's carrying something called the polycase. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like a drill bit. Tell me, mad dog killer, why did you put polycase ARX ammunition in your gun? Well, because if I shoot somebody, Your Honor, I want to kill them. I'm shooting them because they're trying to hurt me. I don't want to be hurt. Therefore, I will be shooting them with something with the intention of killing them, Your Holiness. You're going to be looked at as a mad dog no matter what you do. And in that particular case, if you're going to be looked at as a mad dog no matter what you do, err on the side of your accuracy and your capability. Make it easier on yourself. Don't sit back. And, you know, there's some people out there that fully believe that a stock Glock is the way to go if you're going to carry a Glock, as an example. Stock Glocks are fine, if that's what you want to carry. Getting out there, though, and being told this is all you ever need to carry, well, I'm just naturally going to rebel against that, because isn't that why I'm a free man in the first place? I'm going to experiment. I'm going to be looking for every edge, every little percentage point, every half of a percentage point I can shave and make myself better. I'm taking it. And for those that don't like that thing, that don't like that idea that I would be carrying a gun with a trigger that doesn't weigh 5.5 pounds, I'm sorry. Just sit there and be offended. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code started out rather, I don't want to say modestly, they had some of the most modular stuff to begin with that I'd ever seen in my life. I stuff like that. If I had seen that when I was in the military, I would have thought I had gone back to the future. So then they started expanding that, which was interesting because most people would look at that lineup that they had back then and say, wow, they've got all everything covered. But no, that was not going to be the case. They decided to expand it and change it and start making it more modular and actually more versatile. And they started with the DC-3 line, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley. Then they came out with the Scorpion line, which it was a reimagination of what a magazine carrier in Kydex could be. This is Kydex that moves. Then they came out with something called the Contact Series, which is pure elegance in with a lethal tip. And you can check it all out and enjoy all of it by going to tacticalholsters.com. And that Fortress clothing that they were talking about in the break, that's some serious stuff. I went looking at that stuff. That stuff is some serious stuff. Those of you that are thinking about cold weather hunting or something, I can see that coming into play. A lot of people look at one of the things that would come out of immigration, amnesty, and they're concerned that it would take down the Second Amendment. It's called the demographic of death. The Crime Prevention Research Center founder and president John Lott wrote a perspective piece for Investors Business Daily about this. He addressed a Washington Post analysis by UCLA School of Law professor and author Adam Winkler, who claims changing demographics will diminish the National Rifle Association's political influence. We talked about that a little bit. Since we don't know true gun ownership rates and how they have changed, because we can't rely on people admitting true gun ownership to pollsters, Lott argues, what we do know is that concealed handgun permits and gun sales have soared. We also see support for gun control has fallen in spite of currently experienced demographic changes. More people believing they're safer with a gun in the home and a rise in urban gun ownership, including among blacks, according to Lott. So now Winkler's premise has been thoroughly discredited, and he's been soundly thrashed and sent packing, right? And while Winkler's conclusion that the NRA needs to get even squishier reflects academic wishful thinking insulated from the we will not comply enforcement realities that they face, which they do face, the demographic threat he identifies that will enable legislative and judicial evisceration of government-recognized gun rights has been completely ignored in Lott's rebuttal. Lott does not address growing anti-gun populations, particularly as reflected by Hispanics and Asians, who poll overwhelmingly up to 80% anti-gun and Democrat. Completely unmentioned are the effect tens of millions of legal immigrants and illegal immigrants given amnesty will have in conjunction with the pathway to citizenship being mapped out by the vote-seeking Democrats and the cheap labor Republicans. In truth, by stating a reality the establishment would rather we not notice, Winkler gave us an unintended gift. Rather than rejecting his little thesis outright, we ought to embrace it and use it to defend against the biggest threat facing gun owners today, which is politically motivated policies encouraging mass immigration leading to citizenship. The question Lott could have addressed but did not is how are all these people he and Winkler are talking about voting? Are pro-gun urban blacks shifting to the Republicans in significant numbers? When can we expect a majority? Ditto for Asians and Hispanics. Just because someone answers a gun poll question in a way generally favorable to gun ownership doesn't mean that they're going to vote for anyone but Hillary. Besides, even Obama says he believes in the Second Amendment. So when the new citizens do vote Democrat, expect that to result in an unchallengeable majority. Expect federal courts where future confirmation will result in a reversal of Heller, which is only 5-4 in the first place. Expect the only choices left to gun owners being to surrender and obey, or to take on the risks of civil disobedience. John Lott is more than capable of coming up with credible numbers to tell us why an unchecked tide of foreigners, coupled with a push to make them citizens, will not result in unbeatable Democrat majorities, something others can then test and validate. A lot of people wish he would do that, including or because his debacle co-author, NRA director, and immigration proponent, Grover Norquist, has instead focused on joining forces with Michael Bloomberg's amnesty-pushing partnership for a new American economy. That's a reason. See, there's Bloomberg is trying to be calculating. He believes that he will advance his interests. There's a reason why the Department of Homeland Security under Obama is turning foreigners into citizens as quickly as possible. There's a reason why Hillary vows she'll go further than Obama. Now, this also has a price for the Democrats as well, and for the Republicans who are looking the other way, because this is another thing that is adding pressure to the nation. This is another thing that is causing a lot of animosity within the nation towards the government. While the Democrats are obviously behind this engineered infusion of new citizens in order to assure their ascendancy to power, there are certain organizations out there that refuse, like the NRA, to mention immigration, let alone admit it's a relevant concern. If they did, they would have to reevaluate A ratings of establishment politicians like Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Paul Ryan. And resultant downgrading could upset relationships. So, this is why we have to be behind people like Sean Maloney, Tim Knight, these guys that look at that and say, we can't have this. Now, that's happening inside the NRA, too. So it's not surprising that a recent fundraising email warns, if we lose the presidential election to an extremist anti-gunner like Hillary Clinton, our Second Amendment rights and our guns are as good as gone. Bear that in mind. Don't dismiss the progressive. Sometimes a broken clock is right two times a day. Remember that. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Once upon a time, I built something called the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag, which, by the way, I will be carrying everywhere I go from now on. Alas, my ISIS welcome wagon bag was big and clumsy and oversized. Then G-Code came out with something called the Contact Series, specifically the Traveler's Bag. The Traveler's Bag is small and discreet. And I took the ISIS welcome wagon bag and pulled the components apart and no longer use it. I only use the G-Code Traveler's Bag. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming soon, the city of Los Angeles has adopted an ordinance that prohibits the possession of standard capacity magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, calling them high caps. These are possessed by millions in numbers, approaching tens of millions of people for various legitimate purposes, including self-defense. The LA ordinance is not going to prevent a single violent crime. It will limit the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun owners who choose those magazines to defend themselves and their families. They're already dealing with a crippled gun to begin with. That's the thing that gets me the most. It's already crippled in that you have to have something called a bullet button on the side of the gun to make it work. It's not like my AR-15 where I'm just pushing buttons and dropping magazines, running and gunning. It's something altogether different. So, now 30 newly elected California sheriffs, two law enforcement organizations, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and several other individuals have filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate the ordinance. They challenged the magazine possession ban on legal preemption grounds because California state law specifically allows for the possession of such magazines. Under the conditions of this ordinance, the mere possession of any large standard capacity magazine within Los Angeles after November 19, 2015 will be a misdemeanor offense. L.A. residents must get rid of their banned magazines by that date. The lawsuit asked the court to stay enforcement of the ordinance while the matter is litigated so that law-abiding city residents can maintain possession of their lawfully acquired property pending a resolution of the case. If the court refuses to stay enforcement of the ordinance, L.A. residents who possess any large-capacity magazine generally have the following four options available to them. Option one, surrender all such magazines to the L.A. Police Department. Although state law allows you to sell or transfer any large-capacity magazine to any California peace officer, the ordinance as written only allows you to transfer all such magazines to the LAPD. If you choose to surrender your magazines, you must do so by November 18, 2015. Do not attempt to surrender your magazines to law enforcement within Los Angeles after November 18th, as you will be in violation of the ordinance and could face a potential misdemeanor charge. Option 2. Sell or transfer all such magazines to a properly licensed person. There are limited options available to citizens under state law when transferring or selling large-capacity magazines. One of the few is to sell your magazines to a properly licensed firearm dealer in the state of California. Option 3. Remove all such magazines from the city of L.A. If you are able to do so, you must remove your magazines from the city of L.A. before the ordinance takes effect. But you must also be careful not to unlawfully transfer the magazines to another person. To avoid doing so, only you can have access to the stored magazine. Once outside the city, you can also sell or transfer your magazines to any California peace officer. Option 4. Permanently alter all such magazines. The ordinance does not consider magazines that have been permanently altered in a way that will only allow them to accept 10 rounds or less rounds to be large capacity magazines. Unfortunately, it is not clear what constitutes a permanent alteration. If you are a Los Angeles resident and you fail to exercise one of these options for any of your large capacity magazines before the ordinance takes effect on November 19, 2015, you should contact an attorney experienced in firearms law to discuss your situation. This law doesn't just apply to L.A. city residents. Non-resident gun owners must avoid traveling through any part of L.A. while possessing any banned magazine. It is practically impossible to know all the city's exact boundaries as illustrated on any map. The borders of L.A. intersect every major Southern California freeway. In some cases, the city of L.A. completely surrounds other smaller cities like Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. So anyone traveling out of Santa Monica or Beverly Hills and anyone traveling through the city of L.A. with a banned magazine can be prosecuted. How do they know who's got these things? That's my first question. How do they know that? is there a registry of magazines? I don't know. I mean, California is a very confusing place. It's a very confusing place to me. I don't think they know who has them. But then again, I don't know. Now, we know... It's quite the conundrum. I guess in L.A. you don't live in the United States, which is a sad thing. And they're setting you guys up for the big one. They really are. The big earthquake that's coming, they're really setting you guys up good. And you don't have any margin for error. You don't have any margin for error. So I don't know what the answer is here. I hope the lawsuit will actually enjoin them from actually putting the ordinance in play. I wouldn't expect it to in California. I wouldn't expect it to. Which is a shame because California gun owners are pretty law-abiding people. And then once again, they're getting penalized for a problem that isn't a problem. That always confuses me. I get confused by California quite a bit. One thing that I have noticed recently, I saw this news report where Jake Tapper of CNN was interviewing one of these Palestinian cats, and he was talking about the execution of Palestinians. And I saw one of the Palestinians get executed. He drove a car into a bus stop, knocking some Israelis all over the place like bowling pins, and then got out with a meat cleaver and started hacking at them. And a cop ran up and shot him dead. Now, I don't call that an execution. I call that a good day. I call that a good, righteous shoot. It is not an execution if somebody gets out and hits you with a car and then starts, you know, quartering you with his meat cleaver. That's not an execution. This guy was vicious. He was like a mad dog. Even if he got shot down, he was still trying to get up and still hack. They have loosened up restrictions on gun ownership and carrying guns in Israel now. And now the attackers are more likely to die because civilians are arming themselves. Fatalities among Palestinians more than double that of stabbing victims during October. And Benjamin Netanyahu made a very controversial call earlier this month for citizens who legally own firearms to bring them to the streets to increase security amid the wave of stabbings. He said the responsible civilian population in the framework of the rule of law has a role to play. We urged Israelis to be vigilant. Having the civilian population work with law enforcement is one of the keys in defeating this threat. Well done. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code has been with me for a very long time. And I have watched their product line surge. I've seen people there start out in the lowest levels they could, and they've ascended to vice president. As they change, their innovation continues to expand and amaze me. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. A lot of people would ask me, Bill, you've got your AR-15. What difference does it make if they do away with them? And I realize that some of you out there may not understand the significance of owning a gun like that. Not because you sit back and you caress it and say, wow, this is great. Because in days gone by, every one of us that were a male, that weren't here yet for that matter, we had our own muskets then. And when the time came, a bunch of us decided to band together and we threw off the power, the yoke of the biggest empire on the planet at the time in the name of freedom. And one of the things that kicked that off was when they tried to take guns away from us. We recognized then, just as we recognize now. In the 20th century, there have been 262 million indigenous people killed in their own country by their own government in domestic purges they call democides. And all the overwhelming common denominators, they've all been disarmed. And in every instance, they were disarmed for the common good first. The founding fathers preferred a local militia. They understood the need sometimes for a federal army, but at the same time they feared the federal army, so they preferred the local militia. And my friends, that's me and you. We are the local militia. We are the unorganized militia of the United States, a massive irregular force. Now, back during the Civil War, it was recognized by the commanders that the Union forces couldn't shoot, and when compared to the Confederates, And they came together to charter an organization in 1871 to improve the marksmanship of the unorganized militia for the benefit of the entire nation. That still exists today. That's called the NRA. They have roughly over 100,000 certified instructors teaching both basic firearm safety and rifle, shotgun, and pistol marksmanship. They help construct firearms training centers and hold marksmanship competitions with military-style arms to help ensure that the militia is in proper working order, or, as the founders used in their term, well-regulated. Some people who want to ban common firearms today are wedded to the idea that the founders could not conceive of today's weapons. They would actually be in for a surprise. It is true that two firearms in common use were at the time were muskets. That is true. Variations of the 75 caliber British Brown Best muskets were the most common muskets fielded by both sides, although American forces used the 69 caliber French Charleville. But they were not the only tools of the war. They were rapid developments in the field of small arms worldwide in terms of both range and firepower from the 1760s to the 1790s, like there are and does occur in all wars. Riflemen were used by both sides, and one of the most historically interesting rifles was developed by a British officer. The breech-loading Ferguson rifle fired two to three times as fast as the musket at twice the range. It was used effectively in combat in the Battle of Brandywine, but fortunately for the Continentals, Major Ferguson was injured, and his unit was, with these hard-hitting, fast-firing rifles, was disbanded before their worth was truly proven. We were experimenting with firepower as well. Continental Congress ordered 100 of Joseph Belton's new improved gun, a superposed chain-firing machine gun that would fire 20 rounds in 5 seconds in 1777. George Washington almost became the first general to deploy machine guns. And they canceled the order when Belton's price for his guns was just too high. So, the Founding Fathers were very aware of fast-firing assault rifles with detachable magazines and various ways of feeding, and they were aware of them and owned them and could purchase them for a full decade before the Second Amendment was ever written. Segue to today. Single rifle in most common use is the AR-15. It is a cousin of the military M4 or the M16. And it's been on the civilian market longer than the M16 has been in military service. It was introduced to the American civilian shooter in 1963, and the selective fire variant was adopted in 1967. And it wasn't the standard service rifle until 1969, 6 years after you could buy an AR-15 at your local sporting goods store. The Founding Fathers wanted you armed with military-style weapons. These were proven to work in the field. That's why they wanted you to have them. Of course, it is by no means compulsory. You can do without them, live without them all your life if you want to. Right now, doing that, I think you're doing it at your own peril. Because looking at what we've got right now, we have a demoralized police law enforcement apparatus. We have a severely cut back and demoralized military. We're inviting the terrorists here with engraved invitations. They've been bold enough now to announce their intentions in Europe. Europe is trying to arm up. Very shortly, we're going to get to see something we've never seen before. This 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news cycle, we're going to see things happening in Europe that are going to be horrific. They're going to be absolutely, they're going to be game changers on this. And all of you Barack Obama lovers, you're going to be looking at the guy who wants to stand with Islam in a different light. And if you don't, you just became a marked individual. If you find nothing wrong with that, then you're part of the problem. Just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't going to happen here. And if it isn't happening here, we need to make sure it doesn't happen there. But you know what? We need to make sure it doesn't happen there as well. They're human too. They're Christian too. Anything that isn't a Muslim will be mowed down and trampled underfoot. We can watch it happen, or we can do something about it. We are a nation founded by insurrectionists. It runs in our veins. It's a part of us as much as your elbow is a part of your upper body. You were born into it. So embrace it, because very shortly, if you're not embracing it, you're going to be running to somebody that is. And it won't matter who's the president at the time. It won't matter who's in Congress or anything else. All that will matter will be how prepared are you. That's all that's going to matter to you. All of this other stuff, all of this ancillary stuff on the sides and everything, the government, the post office and the mailbox and all this other stuff is going to cease to matter because you're going to be in a fight. And most people, 99% of the American population over the course of time, have never trained to do that. Fear not, though. People like me will be around. We'll help you. We'll organize you. You'll have to hold your own, but we will be there. We'll be the ones killing bad guys and moving on from point A to point B. We're actually at a very sad point in our country's history because we've allowed this to happen. And now we're going to have to rectify it. And we only have one way we're going to be able to do it. And it's coming our way. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.